Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Mem Malef, and we are about 8 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Mem Amid Beis at the beginning of the Gemara, right after the Mishnah. So on daf Kuf Mem Amid Beis, at the very tail end of yesterday's daf, we began a new Mishnah. A Mishnah, as we'll see, has several very interesting talking points, all of which the Gemara is going to get into. But the first is almost somewhat b'derech agav, and that is the Mishnah mentioned the halachas of a tumta. So learning the sugyas of Yesh Noichlin into Misha Meis, ben bas is very important. A man dies if he has sons, only his sons yarshin. It's only if uben einloi that his daughters are going to yarshin. The question is, where does a tumtim fall into halach? A tumtim is someone that has a flap of basar covering oitzei makan, so that right now basher usham, we don't know if this person is a zachar or if this person's in a keva. In other words, a tumtum is a safik. Safik zachar, safik nekeva. So the poshep shat in shas, which would translate into these sugyas as well, is that the way we look at a tumtum is as a safik. So whatever the halacha would be in Hilchas Sfeikos, Mom Namutu B'Safik, Hamoitze Mechaveri Olav Araya, perhaps you can throw Chazokas and Roivs into the equation. So Sfeikos, which is one of the festus sugyas that encompass all of Teresh Shabbal Peh, would apply to a tumtum as well. Stating that, we're going to see there's a Shita Satanon, and perhaps the Shita of our Mishnah as well, that's from Shimon Gamliel, who holds that tumtum beria b'fnei atzmai, that we actually don't look at a tumtum as being either a zachar or an akeva, so give it the best or worst of both worlds. But rather, a tumtum is a third sug. There is male, female, and there's tumtum. A tumtum is a beria b'fnei atzmai. Regardless, the Gemara begins with a diak. The first halacha of the Mishnah was, hiniach banam ubano is v'tumtum. If somebody died, he left over a son, a daughter, and a tumtum. Bizman shanachasin merubin. If the nachasin were merubin, hascharim doichin oisei etzol nekev. So what's the halacha? Habanam yeshuv, habanas yizaynu. That was the first Mishnah of the parak. So in this case, the tumtum is not going to be able to yarshin together with the scharim, because the scharim will push him to the nekevus. Nechasim muatim, if it's nechasim muatim, in that case, habonois yizoynu v'habonim yishalu ala psachim, the tumtum is not going to be able to yarshin together with the bonois either, because on nekevus toichus oitzeis l'scharim, the nekevus are going to say, bring a raya that you're a nekeva, otherwise you're going to end up getting together with the schar. That was the first halacha that the Mishnah said regarding a tumtum, that because of this questionable status of the tumtum cannot yarshin together with the bonim, the tumtum also can't yarshin together with the bonis. The second halacha that the Gemara, or that the Mishnah mentioned regarding the tumtum, was a oimer, if somebody said, teilid ishti zachar yitamana, if my wife gives birth to a zachar, I'm gifting this child, his wife was a muberes, and this child I'm going to gift a mana. Yolda zachar yitamana. If he says that if my wife gives birth to an akeva, I want to give the baby masayim, he's going to give more for the daughter, as we're going to see soon. Yolda akeva, noitelas masayim. What if he said, if it's a zachar, a mana, if it's an akeva, masayim, and his wife gave birth to twins, he has to give the zachar. The child is the one that's going to be the beneficiary of the gift. The zachar gets a mana, and then the keva gets a masayim. What if yolda tumtim? Ene noitol. You don't get anything. It's only if amar kol mashatel rishti yito. Whatever my child, meaning he didn't say zachar, he didn't say the keva, whatever my wife gives birth to, if the baby is something, I'll give it a mana. Okay, a tumtum, at the very least, is a something. Now, the Gemara is going to be medayik that from the sefer of the Mishnah, it would seem very obvious that the Mishnah holds that tumtum is beria b'fnei atzmai. Because if the Tana of the Mishnah holds that a tumtum is either a safik or an akeva, and we're just masupik, we just don't know, then if he says in tel ishti zachar yita mana, nekeva yita masayim, at the very least, the child should get a mana. Because the worst he can be is a zachar, so that the at the very least, this child should be entitled to a mana. Elamai, the Sefer of the Mishnah is clearly going according to the man da Omar, Shimon ben Gamliel, who holds that a tumtum is a beria b'fnei atzmai. The question is, what about the Reisha? The Reisha that said, he niach banum u banois v'tumtum, that if it's nechasim rubim, so the banim yarshin, If it's mechasim mu'atin, so the nekevis are the ones that are yarshining. Kind of kevis doiches isol eitzol schar. How do you understand that part of the Mishnah? And as we'll see, it's machlokes abaye v'rov. Says the Gemara, doichen noisoy v'shakil kabas. The ratio of the Mishnah is mashma. If somebody leaves bon and bonus v'tumtin, if it's mechasim rubin, the schar ma'doichen noisoy eitzol nekevis. But at the very least, this tumtum is going to get what the nekevis get. What do the nekevis get? Support. They get mezainus. It's mashma that a tumtum is not worse than an akeva, but a tani seifa. But we just spoke out the dig from the seifa yol to tumtum in noitel, that if somebody says, if my wife has a zacher, I'll give in this nakeva, I'll give her that. And if a tumtum is born, you get nothing. It's mashma because a tumtum is not a zacher or an akeva, and a tumtum is a berya bifnei atzmoy. So the resh is mashma that a tumtum is a sofik zacher, sofik nakeva. The seif is mashma that we don't look at a tumtum as a sofik zacher, sofik nakeva. We look at it as a berya bifnei atzmoy. Amr Abaye, Abaye said that the way you have to learn the resha to make it consistent with the seif is doichan loisav einloy. And Echanami, when the Mishnah says hiniach banu bubanes v'tumtum is manchan chasim ruben azchorim doichan loisav einloy nakeva, it doesn't mean that the tumtum is going to get like in a keva. Tumtum is not going to get, because the bonim yeshu da bonis yizaynu, and the tumtum is not a ben. The tumtum is also not a bas. So even though it sounds a little from the Mishnah not that way, the Mishnah sounds a little that hascharim doichin oisay etz on the keva is, and the tumtum gets like in a keva. It's misleading, says Abaye. It's really doichin oisay vein. Rava, my Rava says doichin oisay v'yeshlo. No, in the Reisha, the Mishnah, the Halacha, in fact, is that the tumtum is treated as a sofik zacher, sofik in a keva, and ends up getting the lesser of. If the lesser of is what the nekevis are getting, because it was nechasim and Reuben, they'll get like a nekevah. If the lesser of is what the scharim are getting, they're going to end up getting, says the Gemara, I the seifa. The seifa is very mashma that a tumtum is very bifnei atzmei. And Chanami says, Rava, seifa nosim, shem gamliel, the seifa is going to be shem gamliel. Nah, y'all, the tumtum vajroigan is shem gamliel loyme in kedusha chol aleim. The case over there was where somebody said, if my wife gives birth to, well, I'm sorry, he had a behemoth, that was a mubaris. And said, if the behemoth gives birth to a zohar, I want it to be an oila. If it gives birth to a nekeva, I want it to be a chatas. And then it was a tumtum. So Shem Gamliel says there's no kedusha chal, because a tumtum is not a zacher, it's not a nekeva. It's a berry b'fnei atzmei. So Enoch Hanami, the seif of the Mishnah is definitely going like Shem Gamliel that holds that a tumtum is a berry b'fnei atzmei. The question was, what about the reisha of the Mishnah? According to Rava, the reisha of the Mishnah is arguing with the seif of the Mishnah. The reisha of the Mishnah clearly holds habonim doichan oisay etzel nekevas, but at the very least, a tumtum gets like a nekeva. Ha nekevas doichan oisay etzel scharim, at the very least, the tumtum gets like a zacher, which is mashma, not that it's a berry b'fnei atzmei, it's just the lesser of. Being that it's in a position of weakness, because it's a suffix, until the tumtum can prove, you're going to get the let, but something you're going to get. So there's a machlik is then between the reisha and the seif, how you view the tumtum. Abaye wants it to be consistent. So Abaye said that pshat in the reisha is like the seifa, tumtum's buried bifnei atzmai. What does it mean? Hascharim doichen oisle on the kevos, doichen oisleve, ein loy, meisve, freak the Gemara. A braisa, tumtum yorish keben, but he's in gebas. The braisa says, a tumtum yorish is like a son and gets supported like a daughter. Says the Gemara, bishlam ili rava, bishlam according to rava, who was mefarish, the reisha of our Mishnah, according to the Manda Omar that holds that a tumtum is a suffix zacher, suffix nekeva, and we don't view the tumtum as a berry bifnei atzmai. So this braisa works very nicely. Yorish keben means b'nechasim muatim. If there's nechasim mu atim, the ben is in the weak position, yodei al tachtoina. A tumtum is also in a weak position because we don't know if he's a zacher or nekeva. So yodei al tachtoina will get like the zacher. V'nizan kebas v'nechasim Reuben. I understand what nizan kebas means. Again, nechasim Reuben, because the tumtum is in this suffic position. Yodei al tachtoina, so it's always going to get whatever the lesser of is. Elo labaya. But according to Abaya, who was mefarish, the reisha, the Mishnah, that the reisha, the Mishnah holds that a tumtum is a beria b'fnei atzmoi, consistent with the seif of the Mishnah. In which case, the Gemara assumes the Tana of the Braisa should also hold that a tumtum is a beria b'fnei atzmoi. Is my nizon kibas? The why is the tumtum nizon kibas? The tumtum shouldn't get anything. He's not a ben. He's not a bas. How did Abaye learn the Mishnah? Doichen oisoy ve'ein loy. Ein loy means you don't get anything. So here you have a braisa that says yorish keben ve'nizen kebas. Here it's very, very clear. You see, in our Mishnah, all the Mishnah said was that the scharim adoichen oisoy, the kevis adoichen oisoy. The Mishnah talked about what the tumtum doesn't get. It's mashma, he gets something. Don't get confused. But the price is talking about what the tumtum does get. So it's mefurish that the tumtum gets something. So, because we look at a tumtum as maybe a zachar, maybe an akeva, yodel tachtoin, you'll get the lesser of. So when it says Yerush Keben, it's when it's nechasim muatim, when the bonim are getting less. When it says nizan kabas, it's when it's nechasim rubin, when the bas is getting less. But according to Abaya, it's toichen oise the einloi. You never get anything. So what does it mean Yerush Keben when nizan kabas? Now Tosfos, long Tosfos, asks a very obvious question. Tosfos says, just in pshat, Abaya never said that there's no mandomar in shas that holds that the way you look at a tumtum as a suffix, zacha, suffix, a keva. Abaya was just being mefarish on Mishnah. The Mishnah said Abaya in the Sefer clearly holds tumtum very b'fnei atzmai. And I want the Reisha to be consistent with the Sefer. So if the Sefer the Mishnah holds that a tumtum is a very b'fnei atzmai, it makes sense that the Reisha the Mishnah should also hold that a tumtum is a very b'fnei atzmai. If a tumtum is very b'fnei atzmai, then it's toichan oisav einloi. Is there tanoim and shas that hold that a tumtum is a suffix? Of course. And according to that Tana, will the halacha be that he's Yerush Keben Venizan Kimbas? Of course. What's the kasha from the Braisa? Who said the Tana of the Braisa is the same Tana as the Tana of the Mishnah? That's Tosfos Gevald over here, Im Toimar, the top Tosfos on Kuf Mem Alef Amud Alef. But either way, the Gemara, for now, we do what we do, asks Elo Labaya Manizan Kimbas. So Abaya is going to flip the question. L'tameich L'rovas, says Abaya. According to you, Rova, my Yerush Keben, what is it mean when it says Yerush Keben? Now we said Yerush Keben means b'nechasim muatin, but at the end of the day, you're not really going to Yarshin. Elo mai, what does it mean? Ro'i le'rush, the ain like, meaning you're supposed to get like a ben, but at the end of the day, you're not getting like a ben. Hachanami ro'i le'zayim the ain loy, meaning we don't mean that you're physically getting it, you're talking not physically get it. It means you're ro'i to get it, but then hachanami, you're not going to get it. Either way, we now turn our attention to a much lighter part of the daf. So the Mishnah said, get pockets of agadata. So Bava Basra is underrated in terms of the amount of Agadah to Gemara you have. It's a long Masechta, but compared to Bava Metzia and Bava Kama, definitely a disproportionate amount of Agadah. And here we have another half a Amud or so that we'll try to take advantage of. Either way, so the Mishnah said, if somebody says, his wife is pregnant, he says, Mike, when this baby's born, I want this baby to have a gift. We're going to see tomorrow. Is he giving the baby the gift so that it's going to be chal, wal? The baby is a fetus, is still in its mother's womb. Is it possible? Mizakil uber, kaino, oloi kaino. Does it just mean that the maisa should happen right now, but really the chalois kinyan is going to happen after the baby is born? So that's the lomisha part of the sugyo. We're going to spend some time on that over the next couple of days. But for now, what did he say? Imtelet ishti zachar, yita mana. I want the baby to have a mana. Nekeva, masaya. It sounds like he's happier than average man on the street if his wife gives birth to a nekeva than he is if his wife gives birth to a zachar. Says the Gemara, the name of the Bas Adifalei Miben. Could that be? Could it be that a person would rather have daughters than have sons? That if somebody dies and he doesn't leave over any sons to Yarshin him, even if he leaves over daughters, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to get angry. With regards to a man who has no sons, so who's getting the nachla? His daughters. The Torah uses the word vavartam. We've had so many drushes already in Perikei Shneichlin. Had a darshan why the Torah used the word vavartam, not unesatam, havaras nachla, etc., etc. But darshan Rabbi Yechon in the name of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai ve'in havar ela evra. It's miloshen anger, miloshen gehenim. Shenem ayoyim evra. So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets really, really angry at someone that doesn't leave over sons. Zoysay Meres, it's mashma then, a person who doesn't want Hashem to be angry at him would rather have sons than have daughters. So why is this person giving his daughter a larger gift than he's giving this? If the baby's a son, I'll give him $100. If it's a girl, I'm giving $200. As if to say you'll be happier if your wife gives birth to a girl than you will if your wife gives birth to a son. It would seem to be inconsistent with the spirit of what Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Says the Gemara, le'inyan Yerusha ben Adifle, le'inyan harvacha bitay adifale. It depends. With regards to Yerusha, you're right. A man would rather have sons than daughters. He'd rather have sons yarshin him than daughters yarshin him. Because if he has daughters yarshin him and not sons, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said, kol she'eminech ben liyarsh kadosh baruch hu malo yalaber. But as it relates to support, father will tend to give more support to his daughter than he will to his son. And the reason is because his sons can go out and earn a living. They can do their own thing. But his daughters, he feels like he needs to look out for a little bit more. A father's more protective over his daughters than he is over his sons. And that's why when it came to giving a gift, he said, my son, I'll give a manah. My daughter, I'll give masayim. Not because he's happier with his daughters than he is with his sons. But he understands the vulnerability that his daughter has that his son doesn't have. So he feels that his daughter needs the money. He needs the support of her father more than the son does. Either way, says the Gemara, the Shmuel, now Shmuel said a different teretz. Hacha b'mevakeres askina. We're talking about a man who's having his first child. Ukid Rav Chizda. And you're right, he wants to have a daughter more than he wants to have a son. And it's based on something Rav Chizda said. Don't Rav Chizda, bas tchila simi yafa l'bonim. A person has a daughter first and afterwards sons, it's very, very good. That's the optimum way for the family to be structured, and a little dog. But perfect. Bas, tchila simin yofi ilabanim. Why? Because the bas, oh, why? Says the Gemara's kasha. Ikki da amri, dimar bilache. Some say because the bas is going to help raise the children. You have an older daughter, an older son doesn't help very much. An older daughter helps. And some say, somebody has a bechor, sons, he's more vulnerable for ayin hara. Daughters, people forget him a little bit more. So either way, as ayin hara reasons, bas tchila, simin yafi ilabonim. So who said this? Rav Chizda said this. Now Rav Chizda was famous for his daughters throughout Shas. In fact, I'm Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, for me, I'm better off having daughters than having sons. Why? So the Rishonim grapple. The Rashbam says, "V'nira be'enai shalini neskaimu loybanim ki imbanos the kach mesava hoylabanos." The Rav Chizda, physically, medically, there was something wrong with his sons, and his sons died young. They didn't have a kiyum the same way his daughter was, and it's for that reason that Rav Chizda said, "L'didi bansan liadif midi." Rav Chizda said, "Bas tchila simin yafi labanim." But he took it to the next level. He said, "For me in general, I'm better off with girls than having boys." But then the Rashbam says, "V'li nesiyashiv liyafa daitash Rav Chizda." I'm not sure. I don't feel like I have it. I don't understand. I'm still grappling to understand Pashim Shana Rav Chizda. If you look at Tosfos says Pirish Bekuntres, referring to the Rashbam, that the reason Rav Chizda said Lidi Bansan Adifa is because he didn't have a kiyum with his daughters. The Einira says Tosfos, the Harbi Banim Hayolai. Let's start spanning Shas. Did Rav Chizda really not have any sons? Number one, Bava Basra Dav Chesam and Aleph. Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chizda. Bava Basra Dav Zayinam and Beis. Mar Yenuka Umar Kishisha B'nei Rav Chizda. Avoy Dezor Yer Aleph Amid Beis. Rav Chanan Bar Rav Chizda. V'chein Bava Kama Kuf Yedzayinam and Aleph. Rav Mori V'Rav Pinchas B'nei Rav Chizda. So says Tosfos that without leaving Seder Zikin, I already found five sons. So Rav Chizda clearly had sons. How could Tosfos say in this guy? How could the Rashbam say in this guy? Mubanav Tosfos says it's not true. El Nero the read the Lahachi Kama Bunsen Adifali Mibni. The reason Rav Chizda said it was a fish son of Gedali Hadar, because his sons-in-law were Gedali Hadar. His sons were Chashav, but they weren't Gedali Hadar. His Edims were Gedali Hadar. Who were Rav Chizda's Edims? Rava, Rami Bar Chama. They were both married to the same daughter, right? At different times. But Rava and Rami Bar Chama were married to the same daughter, and Marukva Bar Chama, who was Rami Bar Chama's brother, who the Rebbe Yehuda in his tshuva, this is one of his rayas that the Chachamim didn't heed, the Rebbe Yehuda Chassid, and this is where he speaks very sharp, kineged etzavav, Rebbe Yehuda Chassid, because Rebbe Yehuda Chassid, there's an idea of two brothers not marrying two sisters, and Rav Chizda's two daughters were married, one to Rami Bar Chama, and one to Mar Ukfer Bar Chama. Either way, says Tosfos that that's the pshat in Lididi Bunsen Adifali Mibni. It's because Rav Chizda, with his personal experience, said he had more hatzlacha with his sons-in-laws. It wasn't his daughters per se. It was his edims that he had chashu the edims. His edims were gedolei liadar. Right? We've always mentioned Rav Chizda was toyer v'gdula b'malka mechad. We've spoken about this many times in the past. So obviously, if somebody was read to Rav Chizda's daughter, it was a very attractive shidduch. Rav Chizda's a gvir adar. He's the gadol hadar. Chashiva sons and sons-in-laws. But either way, that was Rav Chizda's statement. What does that have to do with our sugya? Why would this man want to have a daughter more than he would want to have a son? We're talking about a man having his first child, and Rav Chizda said, "Bas tchila simin yafal abanim." So for a first child, and chenami, he'd rather have a daughter. He buy the same a third pshat. How many Rav Yehuda? Our Mishnah is going according to Rav Yehuda. Hi, Rabbi Yehuda. Ilim, Rabbi Yehuda, the Bakoil. Do we mean Rabbi Yehuda of Bakoil? The time we went to the Bryce. So, Vashem Berech has Avram Bakoil. What does it mean? Rabbi Meir says he had everything. You know what it means? He had everything? He didn't have a daughter. not having a daughter, that was everything. No, he did have a daughter. And he named her Bakel. Why would he have named her Bakel? I saw the Ksav Sofer. Ksav Sofer, not a coincidence. Punkt, her name was Bakel, so the Torah is being Geshmak, and we're saying Bakel. No. There's a story behind it. When Avraham Avinu gave birth to a daughter, he felt like he had everything. And you find that the others, right, Leah named his first son Reuven, Ru'uma Ben Benil Ben Chami, that they used to name their children based on what they were feeling at the time that the child was born. That's a theme that's consistent throughout Tanakh, not just in the Torah, you have it in the Vimiksuvim as well. It's a consistent theme. So Avraham Avinu has a daughter, and he felt like now he had the whole world. This is what he was missing. So when he had that girl, he called her Bakoil. But either way, so what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda says, Vashem Dechas Avraham Bakoil, Shahoisalei Bas. Bakoil was Bas. It's Mashmer Rabbi Yehuda holds that a daughter is more cheshiv than a boy, maybe. Because the girl is what he names Bakoil. But the Gemara says, Oh, Emi the Shamat Leader Rabbi Yehuda, Bartanami Leichasri Rachman of Avraham. You don't see from the fact that Hashem berachs Avraham Bakel that he had a daughter that it means that daughters are more chashuv than sons. Maybe sons are more chashuv than daughters. Or maybe daughters are as chashuv as sons. The Torah just say that he even had a daughter. But that daughters are more mehechetesi. Eloha Rabbi, it's a different Rabbi. The time we learned to the Brisa, mitzvah laws and his abundance is a mitzvah for a father to support his daughters. Certainly you should support your sons. Rabbi Huda says just the opposite. Mitzvah laws and his abundance is a mitzvah for a person to support his sons. And if there's a mitzvah to support your sons, kavachemir is a mitzvah for a person to support his daughters. What's the kavachemir? The lay lit zilan, because it's more difficult, like we said earlier, for a daughter to support herself. The point is, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you have an obligation to support your sons, kal v'chaymer, you have an obligation to support your daughters. So it's a merit. Now, when it comes to support, bonois adifa, and that's the Tan of our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda. So again, we began with a shayla. Ha'oymem telet ishti zachar yitomot. Nikeva Yitel Masayim. La Memra the Basa Difale Mi Ben. Could that be? Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rashbi that when a man dies, if he leaves over sons, Ashrech. If he leaves over daughters, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mali Alev. So how could you tell me that a father, from a Hashkafic standpoint, would be happier with a daughter than he would be with a son? And the Gemara said three terutzim. One terutz, the Gemara said, it's true, a Ben is Adif from a Bas. Why is he happier having, or why is he giving more money to his daughter than he is to his son? Because he understands that his daughter needs the support more. Girls are more vulnerable than boys. A father is more protective over his daughter than he is. Not that he's happier. He's not. But at the same time, he's also practical. He realizes that he has to help his daughter out. The second teretz the Gemara said was, we're talking about a person having his first child, ukidir avchizda, dam ravchizda, bas tchila sim yafi lebanim. And finally, the Gemara said, Amani Rabbi Yehuda, which Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda that said, mitzvah lozen es habanim, kal vachoymer lebanois. So again, you see, there's this theme, this idea is a mitzvah for a person to support his daughter more so than to support his son. It's for that reason he's giving a larger gift to his daughter than he is to his son. So before we go weiter, a few R's. Number one. And we're going to take a step backwards just to the Gemara Mesechtes Erevin Daf Kuf Amid Beis. So the Gemara over there says that after Adam and Chava were nichshol from the chet of the Eitz Hadas, so Adam was cursed, Chava was cursed, the Nachash was cursed. Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Eser Klolois Neskala Lo Chava. Chava didn't just get one klola, she got 10 klolas. The chsiv, as the pasuk says, Elo Isha Omar Harba Arba. Goes on to darshan the whole pasuk. Elu shneiti beidavim, achastam nidav, achastam besulim. Etzvoy neich zed tzar gidol banim. Vehiroy neich zed tzar ibor. Beetzev tel di banim kimashmoy. Veel isheich tishukoseich melamed sho isha mishte kekes al bayla b'shoshu yoytze lederech. Vehu yimshobach melamed sho isha tevas belev. Vehu isha teveh bepeh, etc., etc. The Gemara goes through what the 10 klolos are. But included in those 10 klolos are tzar gidol banim and tzar leda. And the Gemara says, what do you see in the pasuk that a woman was cursed, Chava was cursed, that every time a woman has a child, she's going to have to endure tzar gidol banim and tzar leda? It's right there. Elo isha amar harba arba itzvoynech veheroynech. Itzvoynech, and Rashi brings in a chumash, ze tzar gidol banim. Veheroynech, ze tzar ha'ibor. So you see that a woman, this is included in the 10 klolos, she's going to have to go through tzar gidol banim and she's going to have to go through tzar ibor. Freit the mashon chushat godes on this gemara erev and daf kuf amid beis. That doesn't it seem to be out of order? Etzvoynech Zet Tsar Gidul Bonim. Hey Roinech, second Tsar Ibor. First the woman gets pregnant. First she has Tsar Ibor. And only afterwards does she have Tsar Gidul Bonim. So why are we mentioning Tsar Gidul Bonim before? What comes first? First the woman's pregnant, and then afterwards she has a child. So why is it it's Voinech Zet Tsar Gidul Bonim? And only afterwards it's Hey Roinech Tsar Ibor. I saw in the Maril Diskin, in his Pirush al HaTorah, he says, Yesh Metarzim. Some want to say, based on the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin, the Gemara says that Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas after Cain and Hevel were already born. So first Cain and Hevel were born, and only afterwards, if you go through the Seder Ayoim of that Yoim Hashishi, of when Adam and Chava were born and ultimately sinned, first Cain and Hevel were born, and afterwards they ate from the Eitz Hadas. So it comes out that when Chava was cursed, which Klala went into effect first? Tsar Gidul Bonim. Because she had children, so right now there's a Klala, you're going to have to raise these children, Bitzar. The Tsar Ibor is not going to be in effect until the next time she's pregnant. That wasn't going to happen until later. So in terms of the chronology, which klala went into effect first? It was the Tsar Gidul Bonim. That's why we mention Elo Isha Amar Harba Arba Itzvoynich. Right now, you're gonna have Itzvoynich. You're gonna have Tsar Gidul Bonim for Cain and Hevel that were just born. The Heroinich. And the next time you get pregnant, it's not gonna go as smoothly as it went now. Then you're gonna have Tsar Ibor as well. But it's based on the Seder of how it played itself out that it's gonna happen. I saw in the Ben Yoyada, and I saw it in the Teres Chaim as well, all in Erev and Nafkuf Amid Beis, they say different Teres. They say that it's true. When a woman has a child, the pregnancy, it could be very, very difficult. It's a klala. But you know what's even a bigger klala? When a woman has a little baby and then she's pregnant with another child. So that compounds the klala. It's a lot more challenging because you're taking care of your little children and you're walking around pregnant. The klala of Tsar Ibor is that klala. It's true. All pregnancy is a klala. But there's a special klala when a woman has Tsar Gidul Bonim and at the same time, she's juggling, she's balancing Tsar Ibor. And that's what the Torah is emphasizing. Elo Yisha Amar, tel chavo, harba arba tzvoynech. The heroinech that's going to come after the tzvoynech. You're going to have little kinderlach and you're going to be pregnant. You know how hard that's going to be? That's the klala that the Torah is coming to emphasize. I saw in the Sefer, and I have to give a shout out to a good chaver in Cleveland for sending me the Sefer. The Sefer Or Torah from Meir Chil HaLevi, the Aschof Segoin. So he was known as the Aschof Segoin. So when you open the Sefer, you expect to see Goinus. So he says something beautiful, a real Polish Goinus. He says that it could be the Pshat as follows, that we know that a woman is not obligated in the mitzvah Puruvu. Men have an obligation of Puruvu. Women don't have a mitzvah Puruvu. Stating that, Tosfos says in Gittin Daf Mem Aleph, B'Shem Derivam, that even though an Isha doesn't have the mitzvah Puruvu, but Isha has a mitzvah of Sheves. Maybe we'll do a read bite on this. A mitzvah has an Isha of Sheves. We spoke about this at length when we learned Perek HaSheleach. The Taz says that the mitzvah of Sheves is not like the mitzvah Puruvu. The mitzvah Puruvu, we pass like Besil, was a Ben Abbas. But Sheves, all you have to have is one child. So one child, you're ready to become the mitzvah of Sheves. So he said, Gevaldik. He says that the Gemara says in Psachim Daf Ches, Amar Rabbi Loza, Shluchei Mitzvah Eino Nizoykin. If somebody's doing a mitzvah, really, Eino Nizoykin. It's not possible for a person to have Klolo while he's doing a mitzvah. So when a woman gives birth to her first child, when she's going through her first pregnancy, she can't be cursed in the klala sense. You know why? Because she's being mekayim a mitzvah. What mitzvah is she being mekayim? Sheves. Because even though a mitzvah doesn't have, a woman doesn't have puruvu, but a woman does have sheves. And shluchei mitzvah in a nizoykin, so you can't tell me that you're going to be mekal her. It's not possible to be mekal the woman. Vazihotach the mitzvah of sheves. Where is it, negeya the klala, the second child? Because the second child, when she doesn't have a mitzvah anymore, yeah, the man has a mitzvah, but she doesn't have a mitzvah. Because sheves is only the first child, like the Taz says. So at that point already, she's shaykh to the klala. That's why the Torah emphasizes that the Heroinech is going to be the second child. It's Tzvoynech Zeh Tsar Gidul Bonim. Isn't the Heroinech before the Tzvoynech? No. Because the first Heroinech is a mitzvah. Shluchei Mitzvah in a Nezoykin. Because she has her mitzvah of Sheves. There it's not going to be Negei. You know where it's Negei? The Heroinech that comes after the Tzvoynech. The Tsar Ibor. The Emes says, we always speak out for a Meir Simcha. We've spoken this out many, many times. Meir Simcha says that the reason women don't have the mitzvah of Puruvu is because the Torah is Derached Archinayim. And the Torah does not obligate a person to do something that's cool and unusual. And being that when a woman has children, it comes along with klolos. It's such a challenging thing for a woman to carry the child, give birth to the child, raise the children. The Torah would never B'toiras mitzvah, ask a person, obligate a person to do something that's so difficult to do. That's why a woman doesn't have a mitzvah peribu. For a man, his role in the family is not so terrible. Not as cruel and unusual. It's for that reason, men can have a mitzvah peribu, women can't have a mitzvah peribu. The MSI, so the Chassam Sofer says it. Chassam Sofer says it in Chassam Sofer ala Torah on this pasuk. The Torah is talking dafka to the woman. Why not the ish? Why didn't the ish get the same klala? The Torah couldn't give it to this. Yodua she ain't shum mitzvah ba'al yedei tzar klal. Mishum dechsiv derochei darchi noya. Lochein rako isha niskalu lo b'itzvah intel dibonim. Ki hi ain't a mitzvah al peri verivya. Aval ho'ish loy niskalu b'zeh. Ubi ki yoitzev az a klal. Ki ho'ish mitzvah al peri verivya. So the Chassam Sofer was mechavin. Remei simcha shneim niskalu. They're coming from different sides. But shneim niskalu dover echad. This is this word from the Ostrov Tzigoyin as well. So it's true. A man can't have the klolos, because a man has a mitzvah. A man has a mitzvah because he doesn't have the klolos, however you want to say it. But what about the isha? Isha doesn't have a mitzvah. But zokdosh, it's not true. Tosfos zokdosh that a woman does have shevis. That's why the first ibur is not the klolos. You know which ibur is going to be the klolos? So what does that do with our sugya? Because there's another teretz, and that is Shulei Diskin. In his marital discount, our teretz says, Ichab nacha teretz. You know what my teretz is? Reb Chizda said, Bas tchila simen yofi labanim. What does that mean? That if a person has a daughter first, it's great for the family. And the Gemara said two reasons. The first reason was because she helps raise the children. So it comes out, a girl's tzar gidul banim starts before she has her own children. You know when a girl's tzar gidul banim starts? When she helps her parents raise her siblings. V'haraya, the Gemara said, simen yofi l'banim, because all the work, she calls it b'derech tzachos. So he says, al derech tzachos, ula yesh loymar, the tzar gidul banim starts before the tzar ibur. You're right, her own children, first comes the tzar ibur, then comes the tzar gidul banim. But every girl was neskalo, that from the day she turns 9 years old, she's already making Shabbos, she's already preparing everything in the house. I don't have daughters, so this is no negis over here. She's already getting involved in the house. That's tzar gidul banim, zok. So the Tzar Gidul Banim, in fact, starts before the Tzar Leida. Either way, that is the first Ta'ara. The second Ta'ara, so we mentioned Meir Simcha, another classic Mesha Chachma. Rav Chizda said, L'didi Bonsin Adifali Mine. Listen to a classic Mesha Chachma. So Meir Simcha, it's right in the beginning of Parshas Tazri. The Gemara says, Masechtes Kedushin Daf Chof Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing the proper age for a person to get married. Amar Rav Chizda, Hayda Adifna Mechavroi. He said, the reason that I'm greater than my chaverim, Dinosivna B'Shitzer, because I got married when I was 16 years old. So Rav Chizda was clearly promoting the idea that he's advocating getting married earlier rather than later. V'yavna sivna bar besa. Had I gotten married when I was 14, Havamina was sotan. He said, I would have been so exgarbit in my taivas arayos that I could have told the sultan girabei necha, could have taunted the sultan, so to speak. Either way, Rav Chizda said he got married when he was young, and because he got married when he was young, he's adif nemechavroi. He's greater than his friends. Look, Meir Simcha, the Gemara says in Masechtas Beya Daf Chav Heyam and Aleph that Rav Chizda Rav Nachman used to refer to each other as chavroi. Rav Chizda Rav Nachman, they were chaverim, and that's how they would refer to each other. So he says it could be what Rav Chizda meant to say when he said Hayda Difna Mechavroi, he was referring to Rav Nachman, who you find again in Be'ah Chafei Amar Aleph, he referred to as Chavroi. What does he mean? What's the rest of the story? It's based on the Gemara Masechtas Gittin Daf Mem Hey Amar Aleph. This is classic Remez Simcha. We know this Gemara. Bun say de Rav Nachman Bochshin K'deir B'yadaya. Rav Nachman's daughters used to mish the chalent with their hands. They didn't have to use a ladle. They were somehow so holy that even though they stuck their hands into something that was Yad Seledesboy, Yad Nichvesboy, still they didn't get burned. And Kash Leila Rav Elish, Rav Elish heard about it and he was very taken aback by that. He says, why? Ksiv, because Shlema Melech said, Adam Echad Me Elef Matzasi. I found one out of 1,000 men that they should be upstanding people. But the Isha B'chol Leila Lai Matzasi, even one in 1,000 I couldn't find. Meaning it's very hard to find a real righteous woman. It's just Chayel Miyinsa. But Rav Elish was bothered. Rav Nachman. What about Rav Nachman's daughters? They seem to be very holy. Look at what they're doing. So the Gemara says, just so happened that one day Rav Nachman's daughters were captured and Rav Elish was taken into captivity to this very same place that Rav Nachman's daughters were captured. Elish was sitting with someone who knew Sichas Oifos, He knew what the birds used to say. Also, Urva, a raven came and started yapping in the direction of Rav Yilush. So Rav Yilush turns to this person who knows how to interpret what these birds are saying. He says, do you know what he's saying? Yeah, he's telling him, Ilish brach, Ilish brach, Ilish run away. Amar, he said, Urva shikruhu, an oirev, a raven is a shakrin. He set me up. But I don't trust him. Adahachi, also yoina, a yoina came, vikokaryo, and it too started calling out. Amalei said, my comma, Amalei, Ilish brach, Ilish brach. Amar, he says, I can stroke yoina mesilo. The Klal Yisrael were compared to a yoina. Shma mina mesrachish linisa. Yoina, raven I don't trust. The Yoina, I trust. Omar, he said, Ezel, Achzi, Bonsai, Rav Nachman. He says, but if I'm going to go now, if now is a Shasa Koichet to break out, so let me go take Rav Nachman's daughters. I know they're in captivity. He said, but before I do that, I just want to make sure they're still Chashav. Make sure that they're going to merit this escape. Omar, so he said, how am I going to find out who Rav Nachman's daughters really are? Where they speak the truth is in the Beis Akise. So he goes to the Beis Akise and he listens. And he heard Rav Nachman's daughters talking to each other and saying, we have two sets of husbands. We have our husbands back home and we have our captors. He said, halavai, somebody would tell our captors to take us far away from it. Because I'm afraid I'm a little too close to home. And I think our real husbands are going to find us. And then we don't want to go back home. We want to stay here. When he heard that, he realized that Rav Nachman's daughters weren't who he thought they were. Come, Arak, Asa, Iyu, Vahu Gavra, Sachish Le Nisa. He had a whole miracle. So when he came back, Pete told people the story about Rav Nachman's daughters. He said, Rav Nachman's daughters, they used to mish the chol without a ladle. How did they do that? Why did they get burned? So he told him, Kabachshim Kid. What they were doing, they were using Kishon. Says Remeya Simcha. This Gemara, you see, the Rav Nachman's daughters unfortunately didn't go in his way. They just didn't work out. So he said, Gevaldik. He said, the Gemara says, Vesech this Nida, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph, Ish Mazriya Tchila Yeled Zachar. Ish Mazras Tchila Yeled Zachar. That means, depending on when the Ish is Mazriya, in Tashmish, that will determine whether it'll have a Zachar and a Kefa. If the Ish is Mazriya Tchila, Yeled us nekeva. There's a medrash rabba vayikri yadal yotes. Lo oylem anakeva mino ish. Al kaponim says Rameh Simcha that you see that the daughter or of a person follows more the father. The son follows more the mother. Rav Chizda made note of the fact that he was zoicha to have the most chashiv daughters in the world. They were all married to Gedali Akdar. He said, L'didi Bunsen Liadifa. But his chaver Rav Nachman wasn't zoicha to that. Rav Nachman, the Gemara talks about Bunsen, the Rav Nachman, Havi Bachshon Kedera, and the Gemara came out at the end. Rav Elish proved that it was all done big shofet. So he said, what's the pshat? He made this observation. Look at my daughters. And look at Rav Nachman's daughters. You know what the difference must be between me and Rav Nachman? He said, because I got married when I was 16 years old. And because I got married at such a young age, so I did something to my Yetzirah that my Yetzirah wasn't able to impact me, which caused a certain Kedusha in my Tashmish, which resulted in me having Chashuva daughters. Why would the Kedusha of Rav Nachman determine the outcome of the daughters? Because Ish Mazriya Tchila Yerled Es Nekeva. Lo'oylem Anekeva Mino Ish. So the more Chashev the father, the more Chashev the daughters are going to be. So said Rav Chizda, Hayta Adifna Mechavroi. You know why I'm greater than my Chaver? Who is this Chaver of Nachman? And in what way was he greater? Because Bunsed Rav Chizda, as the Gemara discusses right here in today's Daf, Bava Basra Daf Kuf Mem Aleph. In contrast to Bunsed Rav Nachman, that the Gemara discusses in Gittin Mem Heim and Aleph, it's the Nosivna B'shitzer. It's because I got married when I was 16 years old. Who cares? Everybody cares. Because Ish Mazriya Tchila Yeledes Nekoiva. Lo'oilam Anakeva Mino Ish. In fact, Yav Nosivna Barbeser, Havamina L'Satan Giru Beinecha. This is classic Goinis from Rameir Simcha. That is the second Ha'ara. Yeah. The third Ha'ara, no one's in a rush, right? The third Ha'ara is Tesis. So we have over here Gemara, and we had this Gemara in somewhat greater length earlier in the Masechta Daf Tzayin Amud Beis. Avram Zokin Bo Bayomim Vashem Berach Es Avraham Bakoil. So what does Bakoil mean? So here the Gemara brings two pshatim. Earlier the Gemara brought a whole bunch of pshatim, but here the Gemara brings Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir said Shloihoyu Leibas. He didn't have a daughter. Bakoil, he had no daughters. Rav Yehuda said Shloihoyu Leibas. He did have a daughter. Ubakol Shema. As a matter of fact, his name was Bakoil. Tosis over here asks a famous kasha. Third to bottom Tosis from the Yom. The Im Toimar. The Lama Leisi Li Yitzchak. If after all this, we just learned the rest of the story, and that is that Avram Avinu had a daughter whose name was Bakuel, then how come when it came time to marry off his son Yitzchak? So he sends Eliezer to Avram. He's trying to find someone to do a shidduch. Lama lo yaseili Yitzchak? Now you're going to tell me because Avram was a ben noach. And so at the very least, Yitzchak has a ben noach. He's not going to marry his sister. But there is a man d'amar Sanhedrin 58b, the ben noach. So ben noach is allowed to marry his sister. So why didn't Avram Avinu marry off his son Yitzchak to his sister? So Pashup Shah, before we see Taisus Terutz, and the obvious Terutz will be, the obvious kept Kala Terakula. So there are rayas that they didn't keep Kala Terakula. Yaakov married two sisters, but there are Chaim HaKadosh already in Parashas Vayichi. Rabbi Chaim Voloshin talks about in Nefesh HaChaim that they had cheshbonus. Maybe Avram didn't feel like he had a good enough cheshbon. Yaakov had cheshbonus to marry two sisters. Who said he had a cheshbon? The Ramban says that Yaakov only married two sisters in Chutzlar, it's not in Eretz Yisrael. So after Chasam Sofer, Yitzchak wasn't allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, he was an Oilei Tamima. So maybe in Eretz Yisrael he kept Kala Terakula. So there would seem to be some obvious Terutz, but this is Tosfos Kash. The Yesh Loimar says Tosfos Deshema Ketana Hoisa. It could be she was a Ketana. V'lo Yrotz Adayin L'Sili Yitzchak. He didn't want Yitzchak to marry a Ketana. He wanted Yitzchak to marry a girl that was already old. And being that this Bakoil may have been a Ketana, so to the extent that she may have been a Ketana, maybe that's a very easy Baal Batish answer. He didn't want Yitzchak to marry a Ketana. Is Makshima Olam. How old was Rivka when she married Yitzchak? 3 years old. Rashi brings it in the beginning of Parashas Toldos. So if Rivka was 3 years old, he anyways married a Ketana. So how could Tosfos tell me that the reason Avraham Avinu didn't want Yitzchak to marry Bakoil is because Bakoil, his daughter, was a Ketana. Shami doesn't even know. But he says, maybe she was a Ketana. Rivka's the Chaychad given a Ketana. Rivka was 3 years old. But it's a very obvious sushta to this Tosfos, and that is another Tosfos. A Tosfos in Masechtas Yevamos Daf Samech Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing a Kohen Gadol. The Gemara says a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a Ketana. Why? So the Gemara gives three pshatim. The last pshat that the Gemara says, Rav Nachum Yitzchak Omer Haytano, the Tanya Besula, Kohen Gadol has to marry a Besula, and Ein Besula Ela Naira. A Besula by definition has to be at least 12 years old. It means a girl that's less than 12, even though she was never nivala to an ish, but if she's less than 12 years old, she is not a besula. V'cheinu oimer, how do you know that? Because the pasuk, when it describes Rivka, says, v'hanayra toivas mara ma'oid besula. So the Torah refers to Rivka as being a naira, being at the very least 12 years old. And the Torah says she was a besula. Lila medcha, that only a naira is a besula. We learn it from Rivka. Frey Tosfos Tema. Doch a mash with Rivka naira hoisa. It's mash what we hear that Rivka was a naira. Ube say the roilam tanya behedya choisa bas sholish gishan osa Yitzchak. And says Tosfos vi efshad lehagia. Right? Don't start editing the say the roilam and these brises. That would be an easy way out. Because there's so many cheshbonis that she was born at the time of the Akedah, and Yitzchak was 37, and he waited 3 years, etc., etc. It's too much part and parcel of our culture that Rivka's 3 years old to say that there was a Talmud Toya somewhere that said that it wasn't really three, it was some other age. No. Rivka was three. So that is the shtim with the Gemara over here. So Tosfos brings her Reb Shmuel Chosid Mishapiro, Hichiach, Shahoisa Bas Yudalad, that really he has rayas that Rivka was 14. And this Gemara that says that Rivka was a Naira must be going according to those rayas that Rav Shmuel Chosid Mishapiro had, that Rivka was 14. I'm skipping to the end of Tosfos. The Seder Olam. Rashi brings the Chumash Parshas told us that Rivka was really three. The Tzorech Loimed, the Midrashim Chalukim Zalz. That's really machlokes between Midrashim. Meaning there are Midrashim that hold that Rivka was three, and that's what Rashi brings. There are also Midrashim that hold that Rivka was 14 based on this Gemara Yevamos. Either way, now you know the rest of the story. I'll just tell you one other interesting thing. The Gemara at the beginning of the Masechta, and after Zayin and Beis, the Gemara there brought another Pshat. What was this Pshat with Avram Avinu? Vashem Berachas Avram Bakoil. So the Gemara said, Rishim Ba'ichoy Oimer. Evan Toiva Hoysa Tli B'Tavarish Al Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu had an Evan Toiva, and he wore it like a necklace. Shekol Choyla Roya Oysay, any Choyla that saw him, Miyad Misrape, would have a refuah right away. Ubishosh Nifter Avram Avinu Man Oilam. When Avram Avinu was Nifter, Tola Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Gul Gachama, Kodesh Baruch Hu put it into the Chama. Shem didn't want it to be the Ladairis, the Mashah says, in the same vein that Chizkiyo hid the Sefer of voice. Hashem didn't want that there should be this Evan that any Chayla could look at, and suddenly by that he's going to have a Refuah Shalem. Freit the Mashon Chidushi HaGodes Bav Basra. Tezayin HaMibayis, that if Avram Avinu had this Skula, that any Chayla that looked at this Evan had a Refuah, we know Avram Avinu himself was a Chayla. Where's Avram Avinu a Chayla after the Bris Mila? Shlishi Lamila, we learn because Chayla, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to be Mavak HaChayla. Avram Avinu was a Chayla. So why didn't Avram Avinu himself look at his own Evan and have a Refuah? Azoy Frank the Mashos. I saw in the Megalim Chadash, he brings from the Divrei Yoel, the island of Satmar Rebbe, who said that he doesn't understand the Kasha. It's Pasha. The Pasik says, Vavrom Zokim Baba Yomim, Vashem Berechas Avrom Bakel. It's mashma that when did Avram get Bakel? He didn't have Bakel his whole life. Avram Zokim Baba Yom. It's melted. When he got older, Avram was already an old man. Baba Yomim, Vavrom Zokim. At that time, it was Vashem Berech as Avram Bakel. It could be he didn't have the Broch. How old was Avram Avinu when he did Bris Mila? He was 99 years old. Avram Avinu was going to live years and years and years and years later, until he was 175, another 76 years. So Avram didn't have it then, he had it when he was old. Abazok, the Satmirav, it's Poshet. I'll bring you a riot that that's the way it is. Because Tosfos asks Akasha that when it came time for Avram Avinu to marry Yitzchak, why didn't he marry Yitzchak off to his daughter, Bakoil? Says Tosfos, V'yeshloi married the Shemekhtana Hoysa. Maybe she was a Khtana. He didn't want Yitzchak to marry a Khtana. Now, Yitzchak got married when he was 37. Avram had Yitzchak when he was 100. That means Yitzchak was born when Avram Avinu was 137 years old. If Bakoil, according to that man, the Omar, that holds that Bakoil is a daughter, is a Ketana when Avram is 137, that means Hashem didn't have Bakoil when he was 99 years old. He didn't have it until he was much older. Avram Zokim Babayomim, Hashem Berchis Avram Bakoil, he was 135. Avram Avinu gave birth to a daughter, Gevaldik. Now, Avram, in his old age, Avram Zokim Babayomim, Vashem Berechas Avram Bakel. See, it didn't happen until 30 plus years later. Later meaning after he had Bris Milah. So according to the Man Omar, Bava Basra, the Zayin of the Beis, that it means that he had this Evan for reform. Maybe he didn't have that yet either. Either way, a very posh deteris to the Mashos Kashas. Just do a drop more Gemara, and we're going to have some rage for the rest of the week, it looks like. Says the Gemara, Ella, Hadetanya. We learned in a Braisa, the word Ella seems to be a little bit of a misnomer, because it's not really mashma that this Gemara is going to hamshuk to the previous Gemara. Yo, the Zachar ben Akiva, if somebody said that if his children, his wife has a daughter, he's going to give her a gift. A son, he's going to give the son a gift. Yo, the Zachar ben Akiva, the Zachar and Akiva are both born. Hazachar neitol shisha dinar. The Zachar gets 6 dinarim, which in terms of mana is a mana and a half. Van Akiva neitela shnei dinarim, and Akiva gets 2 dinarim, which is a half a mana. B'mai. What was the case? Meaning, our Mishnah was very straightforward. My wife has a zachar, a mana, and a keva, 2 manas, masayim zos. It's very straightforward. But here we're giving already halves. What must the father have said if the end result is going to be that the son gets a mana and a half, and the daughter gets a half a mana? Amar Amashi, I mean, it could have been anything. It could be the father said, if I have a son, I'm giving it a mana and a half. If I have an akeva, I'm giving a half a mana. But that, there would be no chiddush to that brisa. So there must be some chiddush over here. Amar Amashi, Amrita Lashmait, the Kamidra of Kano, bin Masaris. He's talking about a case where the father flipped it. The Omari said like this, Zohar Tchila, if my wife gives birth to a son first, Masayim, giving him 200. Nikeva Acharov. And if afterwards he has an akeva, v'lakum, the akeva is getting nothing. Nekeva tchilof, my wife has an akeva first, mana, I'll give her a mana. Zachar achareh, mana. V'yol the zachar and akeva, and there was a zachar and akeva, v'layodin, and haimina enough operation. We don't know which one was born first. They were twins. So again, if the zachar was born first, the zachar gets masayim, the akeva gets nothing. If the akeva was born first, they each get a mana. And now we have a suffix. Was the zachar born first, or was the akeva born first? So the zachar vada gets a mana, because in the worst case scenario, he was born second, he gets a mana. If he was born first, he gets Messiah. So it's a suffix. Does he get one, or does he get two? Then a keva, if she was born first, gets a mana. If she was born second, she gets nothing. So it's a suffix. Does she get one, or does she get nothing? So zachar, shakel mana, mamana. The zachar for sure gets a mana. The shail is, do you get two? Idach mana, have a maman hamotel besafik b'chalkin. So you're left with his maman hamotel besafik, you end up getting half. That's why the zachar gets a mana and a half. Then a keva, she doesn't for sure get anything, because that's the shaila. If she was born first, she gets a mana. But if she was born second, she gets fully cooked. So there's a shaila, does she get anything? The shaila, if she gets anything, so misafik, maman hamotel besafik, she ends up getting half. Tosfos says right away, this gemara must be going according to Sumchis, that holds maman hamotel besafik chalkin, because according to Rabbanan, hamotz mechaveri alavaraya. Although we've proven from many sugis and shas, Tosfos himself and Bava Basra Samachal from the base has rayas that sometimes we do pass like sumchas, the income and koimi laharach. It's one more Gemara. But the time we learned in a braisa, yol the zachar nekeva in lealamana. Braisa said, regarding what a father gifted to his fetus, we don't know what he said. But we know what the halacha was, that if a zachar and a nekeva gave birth to twins, mana. So what's the case? It's talking about where he's not giving the gift to the child, but he's giving the gift to the person that notifies him that the child was born. If somebody says that if somebody comes and informs me that my wife had a child, I'm going to give him a gift. If he tells me my wife had a zachar, I'm going to give him a mana. In the keva, if he says, if he tells me my wife had a mana, then yolda in the keva, he gets mana. Yolda zachar in the keva, in the yellow mana. If he ends up telling him that his wife gave birth to twins, he also only gets a mana. Doesn't sound like he said anything. I mean, he said, if someone comes and tells me that my wife had a zachar, I'll give him a mana. So if he comes and says, your wife had a zachar, he gets a mana. If he says, if someone comes and tells me my wife had a nekeva, and he comes and tells me what his wife had a nekeva, so he gets a mana. But says the brisa, so it should be implied that if he comes and says that your wife had a zachar and a nekeva, you're for sure going to get a mana. No, maybe not. Maybe he doesn't want to hear that. It's not true. They never said that if the guy tells me that my wife had a zachar and a nekeva. So the Gemara says, if the brisa says he gets a mana even when he's mevaser, the psuris tovis, that his wife had a zachar and a nekeva, must be talking about the amar nami im zachar and a nekeva nami ito mana. El lemute mari. So what doesn't he want the person to say? Nefel. I mean, if he comes and says your wife had a nefel, then I'm not going to give you anything. But the bottom line is, again, in all the cases that we had in the Mishnah, in this next brisa, if somebody says, my wife has a zachar, I'll give a mana. On a cave, I'll give him a sign. And then his wife gives birth to twins, so he has to give two. The zachar, baby boy, gets the mana. The baby girl gets Messiah. The reason in this brisa, if there's twins, you give one gift and not two gifts, is b'mevasreini. Because over here, the gift is not going to the child. The gift is going to the person telling you the basura. And it's one basura. Whether the basura is you had a boy, whether the basura is you had a girl, or whether the basura is that your wife gave birth to quadruplets, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it's one basura. So that's why, regardless of how many children you have, you end up giving one gift. Because if the recipient of the gift is the child, then each child, the that it is, has to get a gift. But if the recipient of the gift is the mevaser, then it's going to be one gift for the whole chagadia.